Ah, yes, that sound can mean only one thing. It's that special time of year again when we here at the Arcade become your Halloween music destination. Welcome, everyone. I am Mike the Legend here on our annual Halloween music special of the Arcade. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, boys and ghouls, children of all ages.
Cauldrons of all ages.
Even better. Yes, this is one of our favorite shows that we do every year when we kind of put away the video game talk for a week, which in this case is for 2 weeks because, you know, travel, suitcases, things like that, not getting things. I did get my suitcase back last week. It was at 10 a.m. the next day.
Indeed.
Many hours after I landed in my destination. That's a different story for a different day, but we're here to focus on Halloween music you're not really going to hear anywhere else.
Indeed, and as I believe you said, you are Mike the Legend this week.
I did.
This week I am Dennis, the man who hopes to get more trick-or-treaters this year, if only to save him from the inevitable leftover candy hangover he'll inflict upon himself. It happens every year. You buy that big box of 90, 100, whatever, you know, trick-or-treat candies. You get 25 kids at your door, and you've given out half the box of candy, and then you're like, I'll just eat some candy. I'll eat some more candy. Well, might as well keep eating candy until the whole box is gone and I feel sick.
I mean...
And the next day I feel terrible.
What are you going to do? You've bought the candy. You can't return the box of candy. It's a sunk cost at that point.
Are you thinking I could show some self-restraint? Come on.
I mean, there's candy in the house.
It's like, what are you, new? Is this your first rodeo?
I think that happens to everyone, though, and that's partly why when you're going around the store trying to pick out what candy you want to hand out to the trick-or-treaters,
you're ultimately picking what you want to eat for yourself.
Exactly. It's like, yeah. What am I okay with being or having left over?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, chocolates, good, yes. Chips, perfect. Lollipops?
No. Probably not.
Maybe I'll have two. I'll scavenge around for the red or green ones and then just leave the rest.
Yeah. Exactly.
But
not even. Like, I've never bought lollipops. I'm like, I'm not going to eat that. I'll eat chocolate bars. Yeah.
Damn right. Like, that's the best. That's the top level of candy.
I think I'll eat the chocolate bars. I'll eat the Maynard's wine gum kind of things. Yeah, of course. Swedish fish? Sure.
I mean, bags of chips, obviously.
Yeah, bags of chips, yeah, all right.
Yeah, guaranteed. But, you know, anything after that is just kind of like, meh, not so much.
Yeah.
And understandable, too. And despite how much, like, what size of box you get, you're still going to end up with candy left over, unless you're in some crazy neighborhood that gets, like, 200 kids.
Yeah, which aren't that many neighborhoods anymore, at least in our city.
No, and even, I don't even know where there are.
Like, I know of a couple of people I know always seem to get a lot of people, but I'm in a similarly demographic area as these people, and I don't get that level of people. I don't even see that level of kids walking around.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, maybe I'm just remembering things through rose-colored glasses or something, but when we were kids, everyone was out. Like, the streets were littered. Like, you'd have to, like, dodge people when you're going from house to house.
Mm-hmm.
It was always, like, pandemonium.
There's always a certain amount of chaos too. I wonder now if maybe kids are being driven around to different neighborhoods.
I hate that. It just drives me nuts. It's like, what, your own neighborhood's not good enough for you?
It's like, okay, we could go around our local neighborhood and get like the single small fun size piece of candy, or we can go to like the rich neighborhood and get the full size bars of candy.
But will you, or will all the rich people be driving their kids around to, you know,
even richer areas?
Just some kind of like gated community Halloween party.
True too.
That some could also be happening.
Safe trick-or-treating thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I certainly don't know, though I do recall a couple years ago hearing a news report that according to some world census, UN survey or whatever, that there's actually less kids overall in the general world population of trick-or-treating age than what there was.
That's probably fair enough.
So, it's also just where you live in your city as well, but...
So are you saying that us older millennials are part of a second baby boom generation? of some kind?
Inverse boom? I don't know the specific terminology, but something is certainly afoot. But there's still Halloween candy out there being produced and sold, and I mean, it'd be a shame for it to go to waste.
Would it? Would it be a shame for it to go to waste?
I'd feel bad, and I can't let that happen.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, you might look at, say, the boxes of, like, 90-piece boxes of chocolates are, like, 120, you'd be like, oh, that's a lot. I was down shopping in the United States a couple weeks ago, and you can get, like, 300, 400, and 500-piece bags of candy.
And they're not even for Halloween.
I mean, yeah, there were pumpkins on them, but really, you can eat them any old time. And you'll be eating them probably into the new year.
Unless you have zero self-restraint. Then you're good for a couple of weeks.
Whew. At least 30 pieces a day. We'll get through this bag even faster.
Yes, exactly.
But hopefully you out there as the candy givers are giving out some of the good candy, specifically chocolates or chips, or gummies, Swedish fish. If you're giving out anything less than that, just turn off the lights. Just shut down. Don't even bother, because you're probably going to get egged or just noted for next year. Like, they don't give out good candy. So just bear that in mind. But while you're giving out the candy, we are here with you for the evening for the next several minutes. This is a long show as we've put together a very hearty and beefy Halloween music special for this for this year. And we're certain that you're going to enjoy it because by this point, you're likely tired of hearing Thriller, Monster Mash, and Ghostbusters. The Ghostbusters theme, I should say.
I mean, they're all classics. I'll give them that.
They are.
But, you know, there should be a little bit more variety to your Halloween listening. And we always subscribe to that on this program. If you've been listening to us for any number of years, we always kind of scour out the depths of the music that you can find in various corners of the music land.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of bring you some stuff that you probably never heard before. Or in some cases, definitely never heard before. Or in some very real cases this year are probably too young to have ever heard before.
And I think that's actually a fine place to start. Stuff you are likely too young to have ever heard. Which brings us to our first group. Normally,
Or too old to remember.
Ah.
There you go.
I like that as well. Normally our first block on these music shows, we also keep somewhat similar to our regular shows and keep it as the ludicrous lead-offs, the pieces of themed music you are so ridiculous that they're ludicrous. But this one, we're kind of building a theme that works just as well. We're terming it Ancient Evil. You cannot see my air quotes, but trust me, they are Ancient Evil. And we've played at least one of these bands previously on the show, but for some reason in the basically turn of the 60s into the 70s, or from like mid-60s into the 70s, there was a popular movement in Britain, specifically British music, to bring in and incorporate more elements of alternative spirituality, occultism, Satanism, specifically around the time that Black Sabbath became a very prominent band.
Yeah, but Black Sabbath, let's not forget, were just one of these bands, and they definitely weren't even the first.
Certainly not. But there were many in Britain at that time, and many of which you have never heard of, because they did not gain the prominence that a Black Sabbath did.
Yeah. So, to kick off this Ancient Evil group, we'll be bringing you a band called Black Widow, which right out of the gate, you're like, okay, here we go.
Yep.
The song is called Come to the Sabbath, which you may have heard.
It's been covered.
It's been covered a lot by more contemporary metal and punk bands and stuff. Like, I think of the Merciful Fate version.
First time I ever came into contact with this song was actually as a hidden track on the Propaganda album Supporting Cast.
Yeah.
It was a hidden track, which I thought, this is just a funny piece of music. And little did I know at the time, and then looking into it, oh, this is actually a real song made by a real band in Britain in the 60s. Oh, and then you hear it, and it's kind of funny. And this is the thing we found with these songs that came from Britain in the mid-60s to the early 70s, is they may have been serious about their, you know, Satanism or occultism back then, but when you add 50 years onto it, what they were serious about is brooding and evil back then. It's actually funny and hokey and cheesy now.
Yeah. Yeah. Really going down that path is the next person in the group, which you've probably heard one of his songs before, his song Fire. You know, it starts off with, I am the god of hellfire and I bring you fire. That is Arthur Brown.
From the Crazy World of Arthur Brown, his debut album, and I believe his only album?
Could be. I think he was one of the front runners or the forefathers of this whole occult music movement in the British 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we'll be playing you a song called Devil's Grip. And then another band who kind of falls more into this early 70s and kind of, they're more like of the Deep Purple, Procol Harum, that type of like more progressive, harder rock kind of side of things. Really good album, actually, if you've never listened to it before. It's a band called Uriah Heep from their album Demons and Wizards with the song Rainbow Demon.
And we will cap off this ancient evil group with a band we have certainly played on this program before. This track is called Coven in Charing Cross by the band Coven off their album Witchcraft Destroys Minds and Reap Souls circa 1969. And when we talk about bands being serious about their Satanism in their music back in the 60s, Coven is the prime example. Like, we're never... I mean, to this day, you and I are not sure if they were doing it as a joke or they were honest to God serious about what they were doing back then.
No, because the whole second side of this album is a satanic black mass. From start to finish, you hear, you know, ringing sounds, you hear chanting,
mm-hmm.
you hear like, I'm pretty sure it's not actually real, because a lot of it just sounds like an inverted Christian mass, where instead of, you know, oh God, they just replace it with oh Satan kind of thing. But we have played it as one of our past Halloween shows. So if you go to our website, thearcadeshow.com, and search for Coven or Satanic Mass or mm-hmm. Black Mass or something, you'll probably find it. But if not, send us a message somewhere on social media and we will send you a link.
Exactly. Or just look it up on the YouTubes. It's so goddamn hilarious.
Yes.
But we played Satanic Mass already, but we had to scour that album and came across Coven in Charing Cross, which is about a witch's coven in Charing Cross, which I believe is somewhere in England, which would make sense. But
or maybe somewhere in Massachusetts. We're not sure. Could be.
It's one of those two.
It could literally be either of those places. And I would say, yeah, okay.
It makes sense either way. But we'll worry about that in a few minutes. We're going to start this off here now. Is Black Widow with Come to the Sabbath.
Learn the secret art. Who dares to help me raise the one whose very name seals my heart? Master of are soaked in secret oils. Perfume herbs will heal your sores. Join me in my search for power. Wives and husbands, ring your kin. We'll be as one within the hour. Let the Sabbath now begin. Come, come to the Sabbath. Come to the Sabbath. Satan's there. Come, come. Come to the Sabbath, come to the Sabbath, Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath, come to the Sabbath, Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath, come to the Sabbath, Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath, come to the Sabbath, Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath, come to the Sabbath, Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath. Sabbath, Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath. Come to the Sabbath, Satan's there. Discard your clothes and come on foot through streams and fields and moonlit moors. Your body's soaked in secret oils. Perfume herbs will heal your sores. Join me in my search for power. Wives and husbands, ring your kin. We'll be as one within the hour. Let the Sabbath now begin. Sabbath, come to the Sabbath, Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath, come to the Sabbath, Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath, come to the Sabbath, Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath, come to the Sabbath, Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath, come to the Sabbath, Satan's there. Come, come. Come to the Sabbath, come to the Sabbath, Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath, come to the Sabbath, Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath, come to the Sabbath, Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath, come to the Sabbath, Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath, come to the Sabbath, Satan's there. Come, come, come to the Sabbath, come to the Sabbath, Satan's there. Come to the Sabbath, Satan's there. Help me in my search for knowledge. I must learn the secret art. Who dares to help me raise the one whose very name seals my heart?
I dream in you, call up my meaning you, took me flying wide. We flew by moonlight with blown high kites, blue time out on its side. Yeah.
held a secret meeting, bringing powers of a darkness upon those who oppose them. The chief of the circle, known as Machias, drank the blood of a young baby offered unto him. They danced ecstatically, they orgied frantically. The demon had arisen from the circle on the floor. The chanting was much louder and more piercing than before.
Seven are they. Out of the abyss they rise. When day sinks into darkness, seven are they.
Coven in Charing Cross. Coven in Charing Cross.
Soon a certain family living die one by one from the curse of the cult. The head of the family, a witch hunter named Mead, had burned their leader at the stake. Soon he regret his deed. Pain from devil's weevil thirsted supper till he choked. The magic did take over and his soul did feel for. Incantations were still louder and more piercing than before.
Born in the bowels of the hills, evil ones, sowers of ills, setters of unseen snares, deaf to all pity, all prayers. Male they are not, female they are not. No wives have they known, no children begot. The fiends they are seven, disturbers of heaven. They are seven, they are seven, seven they are.
Coven.
So ridiculous. I love it.
Like, I just love the fact that all of these bands thought that they were being so super edgy back then.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in hindsight, it probably would have been super edgy back then.
True.
Because, I mean, there was a lot stuffier of a society from my understanding of everything back then. It was just sort of like the hippie movement, I think, was just sort of starting to happen, but that was the hippie movement. That wasn't like people outright being Satanists and stuff. So it's like, well,
And for as silly as the shtick of Coven might come across as here in the year of 2018, the year of our Lord, I have to grant the female singer whose name I completely forget and I don't even know. I knew her name at one point. I don't recall her name now, but she has some actually pretty decent chops as a vocalist.
Yeah, I always thought of her as kind of like the satanic Grace Slick or something.
Exactly. That was my thought too. She has that sense of power to her voice. It's just completely misused in Coven. If she was in something else, she would have gone on to be a totally famous singer.
Yeah.
But when you've got
like,
that...
If Coven put out Dreamboat Annie or something, then it would have been like, okay, this band's legit. Nope.
No, they put out Witchcraft, Destroys Minds, and Reap Souls. And she probably moved on to other projects after Coven, but no. Once that stink of Coven is on you, it's it's hard to wash off. Yes. No amount of tomato juice is going to get that out. And I, also in there, we heard Uriah Heep, Rainbow Demon, Arthur Brown, who... I guess maybe wasn't so as occult or alternatively spiritual compared to, say, Coven or Black Widow, but an eccentric.
Yeah, definitely an eccentric.
One of the great eccentrics of British music.
Absolutely.
And who's still alive to this day.
Yeah.
And still as eccentric as he was back then.
Yep.
So he's just a crazy old guy, which is hilarious because he's Arthur Brown, and we kicked it all off with Black Widow in their song Come to the Sabbath, a kinder, gentler, more approachable Black Sabbath, if you will.
Yes.
They had flutes in their song. Black Sabbath, I don't think, ever had a flute. Maybe not in the early day.
They have, there's one song that I can think of, but anyways.
Okay.
It's, yeah.
But that was Black Widow, Come to the Sabbath from their Sacrifice album circa March 1970.
But speaking of Black Sabbath, no, we're not going to play any Black Sabbath. That would be maybe too obvious and on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they are sort of one of the godfather bands of the genre of heavy metal on the whole. I mean, like, if you ask any metal band, they're going to say, yeah, one of the early metal bands is obviously Black Sabbath. They're an influential band. People always, you know, there's always going to be the people that kind of dispute whether or not Black Sabbath or Blue Cheer did it, but... Let's not split hairs. Let's just call them both kind of in it. But Black Sabbath, metal. I'm talking about metal now.
Yes.
So one of the things that we'd like to do every year is always kind of have a metal group, because what's more Halloweeny and spooky than some real heavy metal?
If you think about the themes and imagery espoused in so many metal songs, they are right up the Halloween alley. You know, dark, bloody, gory, heavy, spooky, scary. Yeah, that's metal and Halloween right there. They walk hand in hand, side by side. I could do that Footprints in the Sand spiel, poem.
You know. To really misuse it.
Exactly. To bastardize it, but I won't. But it's there. Just think of it as Halloween and metal instead of, you know, someone in Jesus.
Yes.
Sorry, Jesus. But yes, metal, and we, of course, every year we literally call it the obligatory metal group because it's obligatory. We are going to have it. We have to have it. We'd be remiss if we did not have it.
Yes. And this year we're doing the all Canadian edition.
Canadian metal has been underrepresented on this show.
Yeah. I mean,
despite your best efforts,
Dissolution's tried to keep it up, but we recognize that there's plenty of other great metal bands out there in Canada. And instead of playing all of them, we'll just play a small amount of them. But they're all out there. There's tons of Canadian metal bands out there. If you ever want some suggestions, just hit me up.
Mm-hmm.
I can let you know. I won't just tell you my own band a bunch of times. That would be really jerkish of me, but.
Every fifth band is Dissolution.
I won't even do that. But, the fourth band in this list will be Dissolution because in the obligatory metal group, I mean, being in a metal band on this show, maybe it's an obligatory thing to just promote myself every year.
It's kind of works perfectly. Yeah. So yeah, I think, if we were a much larger, you know, corporate business, it'd be known as vertical integration.
Yes. Synergy.
Yes. But instead it's just shamelessly promoting the band that's available to promote on the show. So why the hell not?
Yeah.
Hey, if you had a podcast, you'd do it too. So
of course,
don't get at us.
Absolutely. But among Dissolution, well, Dissolution, I should actually say, is among, in this group, a bunch of more legendary Canadian metal bands.
Certainly.
Far more notable. I would dare say in some cases far better. Maybe I'll just say in all cases just to not piss anyone off. But, yeah, so we're going to start this group off with a group called Annihilator, which you may have heard of. And if not, you will, mm-hmm. because we're playing maybe their most famous song called Alice in Hell, followed by a group that you probably haven't heard of.
No, they're more on the obscure side.
Yeah, though they are sort of tangentially related to Devin Townsend and Strapping Young Lad. I believe on one of their albums, three of the members of the band were just Strapping Young Lad minus Devin Townsend.
But even then, I think he produced the album.
Yeah. But this band is called Zimmer's Hole with a song called Well of Misfortune, followed by Strapping Young Lad with their song, which I think is actually a hidden track on the album, maybe?
Maybe, I can't quite recall, but it is off Heavy as a Really Heavy Thing.
Yeah, the song is called Satan's Ice Cream Truck.
Which, if you try to think of, or find a specific Halloween-centric, Strapping Young Lad song, they aren't as abundant as you would think, but
no.
Satan's Ice Cream Truck is actually very twisted and demented sounding.
Yeah, I mean, Devin Townsend by himself has a couple others as well. I mean, he's got Bad Devil, he's got Vampyra. I believe we've played one or both of those songs.
Vampyra and Vampoka, for sure.
Yeah. Even, Jular could be argued to be vaguely Halloween-ish with his kind of weird metal carnival tones. But
true.
But yeah, Satan's Ice Cream Truck off of Heavy is a Really Heavy Thing. And then, of course, slipping it in there is the the Dissolution reference with A Raven Stare off of our 2014 album, Natural Selection.
Going back a couple of years.
Yep. Because the new one's not quite ready yet.
Oh.
We just missed Halloween. But then closing off the group is
one of the most iconic Canadian metal bands, good or bad.
Yeah, good or for better or for worse, they're iconic. You probably know who they are in no small part due to Sam Dunn's movie from, I think, might almost be 10 years old at this point, Anvil.
Mm-hmm.
The movie was called The Story of Anvil. It's a compelling watch.
The band that just won't quit.
Yeah, and I mean, love them or hate them, you gotta admire their stick-to-itiveness.
That's true.
And from their 2016 album called Anvil is Anvil, they have a song called Zombie Apocalypse. But again, we're starting this whole metal, obligatory metal group off with Annihilator with Alice in Hell.
in my rule, life hideous in your mind. Crying out, you've lost it all, it isn't worth a dime. Ow! Your mind begins to fold. Ow! Aren't you going cows? Ow! What are you looking for? Ow!
You can get inside my back.
Love him or hate him, that's Anvil. Can't really... I feel like they at least have their own sound.
They do, and while that may not be... or Zombie Apocalypse there, the track we just played for you, may not be the best song ever, it's still an enjoyable song.
I mean...
It's catchy.
Their stuff is catchy and fun in a similar way to, like, Manowar.
Yes.
Or some of the more ridiculous power metal bands where it's like, this is super cheesy as hell, but it's just fun to have on and just like laugh at how ridiculous it is.
They can be appreciated as a guilty pleasure. Or if that's just really what you're into, then it's just a pleasure and that's entirely fine.
That's fine too. I mean, yeah.
Like if you want to add that Anvil song to your collection for your MP3 collection to have when you're driving, working, walking the dog, mowing the lawn, whatever the case might be, we have links on for every song that take you directly to some purchase page where you can add this officially to your MP3 collection on our home site or the page for the show on thearcadeshow.com.
Absolutely. And again, Walking Backwards with Dissolution with a Raven Stare, Strapping Young Lad with Satan's Ice Cream Truck, Zimmer's Hole with Well of Misfortune, and of course, Annihilator with Alice in Hell.
A nice and heavy, very heavy, very metal group there, because it's the obligatory metal group. And, you know, looking back at, past Halloween shows we've done and the listings, can't help but notice a trend that it's a very, well, heavy, heavy metal influenced, a lot of rock influences in there. And there seems to be just, a genre we've kind of turned a blind eye to.
Yeah.
Unintentionally.
I mean, yeah, unintentionally. Like, we sort of dipped our toes into some hip hop last year, but it was in a tongue in cheek kind of way because we were just kind of, it was our ludicrous leadoff section last year. And we thought it would be funny to show all of the bad instances of, you know, clearly not great rap, but we're just over the top Halloween cashing in, like, you know, the Crypt Keeper rapping and.
Oh, the, from one of the Leprechaun movies.
Yeah, the Leprechaun and like, I don't exactly remember everything, but it wasn't legit hip hop.
No, things in that vein, which were shtick.
Yeah. No, neither Mike the Legend nor myself are necessarily the most knowledgeable in hip hop, but believe it or not, we both do listen on occasion to some ill stuff.
Dear God.
To show how white I am, but you know, I like some real hip hop.
Mm-hmm. It's got a good beat and there's some interesting lyrics, I think that'll grab both you and I.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's lots and lots of good stuff. Like, I'm not just gonna, I don't feel like I need to prove how much I am into hip hop, but I listen to a fair amount of hip hop. I mean, I think my listening normally is kind of spread up evenly between metal, hip hop, and jazz,
mm-hmm.
in almost equal thirds. So take that for what it is. But, yeah, I mean, it's not hard to find legitimate hip hop that might fit this mold, but it's always kind of like, are we going to make the right choice? And we're just dipping our toes in here to see, you know, let's give it a shot.
True. See how it goes. And there's a rich world, a bounty of, Halloween, you know, centric hip hop songs out there.
Yeah.
That we could pull from, any number of lists you can look through. I mean, Kanye West, would certainly fit. You can go and diverse too in the songs there are. There's, you know, new modern stuff. You can go back into the 80s and find stuff.
You can even go like Snoop Dogg with something like Murder Is the Case That They Gave Me or whatever. Like,
that's true.
Stuff like that. Like, there's lots of opportunity here, but we're going to try to dig a little bit deep, flex a little tiny bit of muscle here, showing off a little bit of legit stuff.
Mm-hmm. That we're not just, you know, skimming the surface of the most obvious.
Yeah, we're not just going to give you like
Houdini.
Yeah.
Or you know, anything in that nature.
Or like any trap artists from now, like mumble rappers and stuff.
No,
nothing like that.
But we're spreading it out between, I guess, more recent, more current, and yet still going back a little bit. And we're going to start things off by going back to July of 1991 off the album We Can't Be Stopped from the Ghetto Boys with their song Chucky. Very much,
classic,
sampling and about Chucky as in like from Child's Play, actually using samples from the movie as well.
Yep. Then an artist I just recently got into, just because of his weird flow, E-40, with his track Zombie, which is also featuring Tech N9ne and Brother Lynch Hung. Tech N9ne is crazy, by the way.
It is.
He is. From E-40's album The Block Brochure, Welcome to the Soil 2, back from a few years ago.
And Zombie, I have to warn you from now, it's the chorus is pretty goddamn catchy.
Yeah.
It really is. And we'll then, after E-40, we're moving back in time to October of 1997 with a track called Repentance Day, literally telling the story of what would happen at the end of days when the time for judgment has come by the band Gravediggers off their album The Pick, The Sickle, and The Shovel. This song also features Sons of Man and Kill a Priest. And then you mentioned Tech N9ne. He's guesting on the E-40 track, but we also have Tech N9ne himself to wrap up this group with his song The Boogeyman, which also features First Degree, the DE, and Stokely Williams of Mint Condition. The track Boogeyman coming off Tech N9ne's June 2011 album All Sixes and Sevens. There's a lot of information to convey here. There's a lot of features.
Yeah. So I'll just say, yeah, Tech N9ne rules. Super great, fast rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome stuff. Hopefully there's some good stuff here that you enjoy. And again, we're just going to kick this off with the Ghetto Boys.
Here on the Arcade's Halloween Music Special.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
You hear that? I told you saddle this ship. That's why I murdered your nieces. Was my fault they found their head cut in 88 pieces. Don't let them run. Hurry up and catch them. You grabbing on my grabbing arm. Let's pull till we stretch them. Play peaceful. Get fucked up. Means you're better off dead. I wanted seafood, so I fished in a child's head. Motherfucker, beware, cause I'm sick. Dead heads and frog legs. Mmm, cake mix. Friday the 13th, the night of the living dead. Vampire arms walking round giving me a head. If you didn't die, I would say you got lucky. All bodies found dead. Okay, blame it on Chucky, but it's this child play. Motherfucker. Chuck's on a killing spree. Give me some bob and I'll start by killing me. When I murder, I tried to slack off. 900 missiles blow a little girl's back off. My name is Chucky, some say I'm insane. You give me some gin and I might eat a dog's brain. Give me a mic up with a 15 pack and I'll be damned if I don't bring 15 dead niggas back. A murder contest, you know I'll win it. Cause in every mailbox there'll be a head with a knife in it. I'm getting hungry, I need to be fed. I feel like eating a bag of barbecue broke legs. Busting necks with a fucking brick. Half my body is Chucky, the other half is Bushwick. A short in go is puffing some lead. I haven't figured out a way to get my fist out your forehead. What up, get up, sit up, you get lit up. A knife in his neck made a polar bear spit up. A 9 or Uzi is my only utensils. Inside his chest they found 10,000 pencils. You have the nerve to try to go against Chuck. The 50 guns aiming at you. How the fuck you gonna duck? Yo, when I'm mad, I'm ready to slay. The graveyards are packed, but it ain't nothing but child's play.
You have a date with death.
You better murder me. Put me to rest, cause if you don't, I'll come out shooting with my head in a bird's chest. Pissed off the way I'm always sounding. Kill a punk in 82 and they just now found him. Some say I'm crazy, some say I'm on crack. Before I die, cut off my leg and let me die in Iraq. A born loser. Some say I'm mindless. If I get pissed off, you leave naked and spineless. Worse than Charles Manson, never having an equal. One sip walking last night and killed 300 people. When I woke up, they had me chained to the floor. When they told me what I did, I killed 300 more. Yo, you wanna rumble? Well, go get your war hat. I went to jail for assault with a carjack. I might be small, but my nuts are big. The worst thing that you could do is let me keep your kids. Cause I'ma teach them how to act. And if they ain't acting right, they dying tonight. So, ain't no use in you trying to spot them. I'll send you a motherfucking note that said Chucky's got them.
Season of the sickness, you're witnessing nigga sentence, man. I'ma get you addicted when I fish your venomous shit again. So much I gotta go to Costco to get my toilet paper. Hit so much, spit so much, rip the pistol up, I'ma get so nuts. Reaper, rapper, keep her safer, he can take her. Chill pill, real deal, kill bill. I might be sick, but that ain't the reason that I still spit real ill. Cause nigga ain't got no lyrics when I hear it, I'm like, what's up with that? Everybody wanna copy me, so I'm chopping them up, leaf rotting me. I'ma be drama free like my mama be. Suicide before I let her get it ride on me. That ain't comedy. I don't get it. I don't have to get it. Mini AK, I call him Mitchie. And he got sister heating him up, make his skin blister. Girl, I'm a monster, you're a zombie.
You're a zombie, monster, ghoul of me. 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 You're a zombie, monster, zombie, monster, ghoul, we're a zombie.
sky is black and it's frightening. They're howling, lurking and prowling, growling, backward smiling, crowding around my place. Give me 40 feet in a house of space where I'm pushing the base with stumper, thumper. Pack three guns like a hunter, kick and ass like a punter, beat them up for them like a drummer. Fist play crazy, have a hater hazy, full game like the Grace. I'm a monster, I'm a fiend on the microphone. Welcome to my twilight zone. Let me foul, get tombstone, send you to hell where you belong. Gonna wish you had a makeup for the snow cone. No coat on, I got the wickedest fluff. Throw a makeup for the take out to go. Send a hoverhead to a sucker front door. Listen, 40 water Nina in this hoe.
Monster, ghoul, fiend, zombie. 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 Monster, ghoul,
if you're a zombie, monster, ghoul, a fiend, if you're a zombie, sing a loving every way Tech Lynch and 40 sing. So you gotta be conscious of what it means. Then I know that you're ready for what it brings. Do you know what I mean when I say Caribou? Then you're telling me Tech Nina, go ahead and do you. Then you never get enough of Nina and you listen when you're with the crew. KCT, you knowin' just what it do. Your ass probably starting a mosh pit. Loving every minute of banging this boss bitch. You throwing up your set around all clicks. You never wanna be hanging with a soft bitch. You know who you are, my sick.
You're a zombie, monster, ghoul, fiend, a zombie, monster, ghoul, fiend, a zombie, monster, ghoul. Monster, ghoul, or fiend.
As the door closed, the cold wind blows down America like the wall of Jericho. Summer wolf is she closed. Many are called, but few are chose. Who knows until the day they be exposed. UFOs surround the globe. The world is prepared to explode. So I grab hold of the North Pole. Not trying to meet the lost soul at the crossroad. We're being sucked up into the black hole. Young becomes old. Mighty clouds roll. Unfold the scrolls that were foretold by our forefathers. The end of the world saga. Streets flooded with lava. Mamas and papas. Toddlers, hip hoppers and rosters. Rock stars and mobsters. Above streets a helicopter. Filled with doctors. Green the death roster. Guts spilling like pasta. Sky, misty, often tipsy. From off the whiskey, the gypsy told me my chances were risky. Cops would often frisk me, but never could they get me too shifty. I would go into my dungeon and summon up the second coming. People started running, aliens with hair like Rastafarians. Captured, placed inside of aquariums, studied by scientists. This is it, the apocalypse. I see the mothership above the cliff over Egypt. It made me seasick. I see the eclipse in the abyss. The night shift.
It's repentance day. Repent for your sins when the gates of heaven open up. Hell closing in. It's repentance day. Repent for your sins when the gates of heaven open up. Hell closing in.
Archangel imprisoned my soul into a prism using cell division and molecular collision. He then made me listen and analyze the heartbeats and rhythms of children living brutalized. My ears became used to the vibes of ruined lies. Sounds in the chamber I was hitting in was so spine tingling I was trembling. Envisioning the fear here within. A new millennium where rain became toxic. The air stale and noxious. Comets hit co-op with force that made blocks split. Flocks tried to escape a fate that made even hard rock slide. is nuclear dropped out of the skies, causing birds too severe for hydroperoxide and sodium oxide. Leaked out of faces, which turned lopsided and upside down from atomic facelifts. Through the blackness, I saw John the Baptist on the Atlas, holding the masses to my song under his arm. But long before I even load them, 23 elders each wrote me a psalm and placed them within my motor neurons. It contained the approximate date of the apocalypse, deposited in scripts of the 20th century prophets. The clock ticks, tick upon the land borders. I count down to manslaughter, military camcorders under ocean waters. Red October causing fish to grow arms, legs, tits, and double heads, mutating the eggs as the radiation spreads over the waterbeds. I watch Mother Nature as she bled, grim, was placed in skin casing to begin lacing him through the basement. Won't be no escaping from the south to the north when you run 10 pieces and your face is falling off.
It's Repentance Day! It's Repentance Day. Repent for your sins when the gates of heaven open, the hell closing in. It's Repentance Day. Repent for your sins when the gates of heaven open, the hell closing in.
Raise the hell, waiting for angels like Raphael. Coming from space, the trace, they race. Thrown in jail cells, I had a purpose since the sperm cell to bail out and get braille. For the blinded children to Israel, kids killed, forget the bill. Oh, dollar bills and drug deals, while the mayor controls the people, live illegal. Sit back and chill until time of rebuild. 2001, holy men with force bills, levitating spaceships, earthquake hits, United States blitz, projects turn to snake pits, secrets of the masons, came to revelations, Babylon destroyed by the nation's aggravations, riots in the train stations, criminals grabbing, cops, snakes rattling, angels dragging, seven head dragons out the Roman Empire, surrounded with fire, liars in the Pentagon, dropped their nuclear bombs, ran panic, but still was trapped on the planet, died before the mother. The ship landed, only the chosen ones understand it. Some can't, cause of TV brain damage. No time to be romantic. It's day of independence and repentance. Repentance, repentance.
Now I see clearly. My whole life is pointing in one direction. I see that now. There never has been any choice for me.
Repentance Day. Repent for your sins. When the gates of heaven open, the hell closing in. Repentance Day. Repent for your sins. When the gates of heaven open, the hell closing in. Did you repent today?
And just when I thought that everything was pitchy keen, somewhere deep within the shadows, there were other things to be seen. An untamable beast with the urge to feast, and only alone would he stand. The culprit of fear on the 67th tier, there lies the boogeyman.
No introduction needed, nine times you must repeat it. Mind trying to just delete it, I'm nine. Just to be this rough, I'm seeing his butt to knee with rhyme grind. Trust, believe it, a legend ever since the projects of odd tech. Will get respect when he wrecked the set, but never get the props that was God blessed. So this is me, never letting the God rest. The object of broadness, detected steps to darkness. Led to the industry, whispering the name. History became a mystery, cause listeners in the game wish to sing the same riff. Cerebral glitch will lead to lag. This will be a gift from me that'll split and bleed your brain. They heard the name, but came to the face with it. Oh, what a shame. When he reigns in the woods, he stands still. He turned the lanes from saint to straight wicked. Don't tell me you ain't heard the saying. The boogeyman's real.
He's underneath your bed.
to slide through. I chew rappers up on stage and mics, they fly flu. Out with the Ravens, flight to Hayden, Haven lies you. Cause you don't want change, and you don't want strange. Rearranging the main lanes to bring games from plain Jane. That's when your fame strains, and you can't maintain. You think you sing such an insane range, same thing. And I'm the shadow in the dark that came for battle in the park. And they skedaddled when I parked and gave a rattle to their hearts. Cause they're afraid that they will all fail. Darkness will prevail, the boogeyman is not a tall tale.
What a tough act to follow. You afraid, tell me, are ya? When in this game you were not a. Tell your lame sayonara.
The boogeyman, the boogeyman.
From that boogeyman.
That was The Boogeyman from Tech N9ne featuring First Degree, the DE, and Stokely Williams of Mint Condition, capping off the legitimate hip-hop Halloween group here on the Arcade's 2018 Halloween Music Special. We hope you're enjoying it so far, and we hope you enjoyed the diversity of sounds that we're bringing to the show this year. Again, we started this program off with Ancient Evil, like British rock music from the late 60s, early 70s.
It's British psychedelia going into obligatory metal, going into legitimate hip hop. And then we have one final group for you, which is maybe the most fitting of all the groups. I mean, it also, a lot of it could fit into the obligatory metal group, but it, he deserves his own section.
It's true. If you've been listening to the show at all this year, you may have heard us on multiple occasions talking about a Typo Negative album as being our blast from the past for that week's program. It's happened like 3-4 times this year where some album from their discography has come up with a milestone anniversary. So, of course, we talk about it because we're both big Typo Negative fans.
Yeah.
And the thing about Typo Negative is the main component of the band that everyone will think and identify with is Peter Steele and his voice.
Yeah. I mean, also in no small part because he was the main songwriter. Like, Typo Negative really was Peter Steele. When Peter Steele died, Typo Negative stopped being a band, so there you go.
Mm-hmm.
But his voice is, unlike most metal frontmen, especially of the time, you know, a lot of metal real powerful singers were kind of more in the upper range of notes. Peter Steele was in the opposite direction, which was highly unusual.
It was, but he also had a tremendous range.
Yeah.
Downward on the scale.
It went really low, and he actually could still sing pretty high, but how low he could sing was really impressive.
And it sounded like Lurch from the Addams Family singing at times.
Yeah.
Just more audible and understandable.
Yeah.
And
more New York.
That's true.
Very, very Brooklyn.
Very Brooklyn indeed. And so we kind of worked through the Typo Negative discography, the body of work. We've played, I think, Black Number One on one of our very early Halloween shows, because that's kind of an obvious one to pick.
Yeah. We played a few different Typo Negative songs, but you know what? We decide we're going to do a Peter Steele group.
Yep.
The Haunting Sounds of Peter Steele.
Because, I mean, Halloween.
Yeah, and not all of these songs are specifically Halloween related, but just due to the nature of his voice and how Typo Negative sounded as a band, literally every song fits the bill for this.
It's true, and what we have picked out, these three songs in this Haunting Sounds of Peter Steele group, we feel are best representative of his voice. And the spooky tones that would resonate from it and with it as well. So we're going to, in this group, we're going to hear Bloody Kisses, A Death in the Family, which is a bit of a long one because it's off the Bloody Kisses album, the title track from August of 1993. We're also going to hear from that same album, Summer Breeze.
Yes, their Seals and Croft cover.
Which I just love this song.
Yeah, they took a super happy kind of summer jam song and brought it down. Just, it's now a downer song.
Like, if you picture the original Seals and Croft Summer Breeze song just being...
like, light, breezy, airy, nice, kind of falsetto vocals.
Yeah, like, the music and sound for, like, a clear sky, sunny, just really nice June day, or June day, July day, or whatever, and then Typo Negative does it, and it's, like, October, dark, rainy, and just garbage outside.
It's like... they're almost like reminiscing on a fine summer breeze on a on a dark, dreary day.
Exactly.
And then, of course, we're going to start the group off with one of my favorite concepts for a song. It's a cover, but they do it from a different perspective of this in the song. So the song was originally a Black Sabbath song called Black Sabbath. But in 1994, there was actually an amazing album came out. It was a tribute album called Nativity in Black. Start to finish, solid album. All of like the great metal bands of the early 90s were on it. A ton of the great metal bands of the early 90s were on it anyways. The real popular ones, like the Roadrunner type bands and stuff. You had, you know, Corrosion of Conformity, Sepultura, Typo Negative, of course, and like several others as well, Megadeth. But Typo Negative closed off the album with their cover of Black Sabbath, where the lyrics were slightly tweaked. Because the original song was basically like, oh no, Satan's coming and I have to run. Ah, that was basically the gist of the old lyrics. This one is, I am Satan, you better run. And the way that it's delivered is very much like, oh, okay, this is believable. Because of Peter Steele's voice.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's the ability he had.
Yes. So we're just going to let you sink with, like, let that sink in. We'll let you listen to these for a bit and, we'll be back. So this is again, Typo Negative with Black Sabbath.
Chosen one.
I always loved how that ended. It just like, it's for as nice and sunny as the original is, it's the exact opposite, but just as perfect.
And at the end there, it feels like it's trying to maybe bring it back up a bit. Like all hope isn't entirely lost. It's just mostly lost. And like they've done their job with that song. They've depressed you and like they feel good about their job and depressing you. So they're moving on to the next one.
Yeah, which was like, I think their weird send up to 60 Psychedelia with She Sets Me on Fire.
Oh, that's right too.
But anyways,
Really Bloody Kisses is a good album.
Oh yeah. Start to finish, top to bottom, classic. Yeah.
But also in there, the title track from that album, Bloody Kisses, A Death in the Family, basically about, well, death, and then once, one member loses another, then they've gotta go too.
Yep.
That's my takeaway.
Yeah. A little bleak, but again, hey. Type O Negative was a bleak band, so.
It's Halloween. It's not all sunshine and lollipops.
It's true. Well, lollipops maybe, but
I mean, if you're not lucky,
darkness, skull masks, and lollipops.
And we kicked it all off with Black Sabbath, the rejigged Black Sabbath song, done by Type O Negative for the Black Sabbath cover album Nativity in Black from October 1994, and really all and thing we didn't mention before getting into it, but we'll mention now, they slow down the Black Sabbath song.
Yeah.
It's even more plodding.
Yeah.
And brooding.
Because the original Black Sabbath song at one point feels like it picks up a bit. This one, just nope. Too bad.
Tempo, slow it down, friend. Gotta let the evil brew.
Yes. Oh, man.
Peter Steele, the master of the haunting sound, the deep sounds, and just that wet hard C sound.
The hard click. Which I can't do because I don't have a cavernous vocal cavity like he did.
I've never heard anyone else be able to do that as really like he could or even attempted.
No, he sounded like a vampire. It was just, it was ridiculous.
Peter Steele, we miss you, but we hope that was a good example of just how haunting his voice truly could be. We hope you enjoyed it as we hope you enjoyed every other song we played for you on this year's Halloween music special. Again, we'll reiterate that you can go to the page for this show on our website, thearcadeshow.com, and follow the links to acquire these songs and add them to your own collection so you can listen to them outside of Halloween. Maybe you are now really into Type O Negative and you want to go down that rabbit hole.
Well,
you can Or Tech Nine, because we also included some legit hip hop in our Halloween show this year with Ghetto Boys, E-40, Gravediggers, Tech Nine. Really spread it out, even by country too. All Canadian metal, obligatory metal group this year as well.
Yep.
First time we did that. And some ancient British evil slash psychedelia slash occult songs slash things that they may have been serious about in the late 60s, early 70s, but now with the addition of 50 years is cheesy, hokey, yeah. Hilarious,
goofy, yeah, funny, yeah.
Lighthearted, not satanic.
Maybe satanic, but that's okay.
But you don't take it seriously. It's just light Satanism.
Yeah, just some light Satanism for your casual listening.
Precisely, but we've given you a lot of music and we will let you get on with the rest of your Halloween. We hope you've enjoyed it. We hope you don't have that much candy left over. And if you do, try and pace it out. Just put it up on a high shelf in your kitchen so you're not like compelled to go easily grab it and things of that nature. And we will be back with you again next week when we get back to business as usual. But if you want to learn more, get some suggestions for some other legit hip-hop Halloween songs or Type O Negative songs or anything else you've heard on this program, you can email us info@thearcadeshow.com or get in touch with us through social media. We are at The Arcade Show on Twitter and on Facebook, facebook.com/The Arcade Show. So until next week, good night, everybody.
Good night.